President Donald Trump could go down in history as the only president to be impeached twice if Democrats have their way. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says if there ever was an impeachable offense, it was Trump inciting his followers to storm the U.S. Capitol and stop Congress from fulfilling its duty to democracy, certifying the electoral victory of the president's rival.
The president's abuse of power, his incitement of a mob against a duly elected representative body of the United States is a manifestly impeachable offense. If there ever was an impeachable offense, what the president did was it. If you don't think he won't spend his days out of office promoting conspiracies, stoking grievances, and doing more of the same, if you think he won't promote the idea of him running again 4 years from now to motivate his supporters, you're kidding yourselves. And in impeachment, there's a charge that allows the Congress to say he can never run for office again. That should be invoked as well.
Lawmakers are also calling on the president's cabinet, including Vice President Mike Pence, to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office for inciting his followers who seized the grounds of the Capitol, which led to 4 deaths Wednesday. Here's House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco.
The president of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. The gleeful desecration of the U.S. Capitol, which is the temple of our American democracy, and the violence targeting Congress are horrors that will forever stain our nation's history, instigated by the president of the United States. That's why it's such a stain. In calling for this seditious act, the president has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the Vice President to remove this president by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment. If the Vice President and the Cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment.
Democrats aren't the only ones calling for the president's removal from office. Some Republicans are too, like Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. He's the first Republican to publicly disavow his party's leader.
All indications are that the president has become unmoored, not just from his duty, nor even his oath, but from reality itself. Section 4 of the 25th Amendment allows a majority of the cabinet and the vice president to assume the duties of the office of presidency until the president is able to himself. It's time to invoke the 25th Amendment and to end this nightmare. The president is unfit, and the president is unwell, and the president must now relinquish control of the executive branch voluntarily or involuntarily. God bless you, and God bless our enduring democracy.
But the Republican leadership seems to oppose the move. Reports say Vice President Mike Pence is refusing to invoke the 25th Amendment, and Trump's ally, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, is dismissing it too.
As to the 25th Amendment being invoked, I do not believe that's appropriate at this point. I'm looking for a peaceful transfer of power. I'm looking for the next 14 days to reset, and we will hand off power in a traditional sense by being a peaceful transfer.
In protest to Trump's actions, from refusing to acknowledge Joe Biden's presidential win to inciting his supporters to storm the Capitol, at least one cabinet member has jumped ship. Elaine Chao, Transportation Secretary, wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Despite the violence of Trump's fanatical followers and the meddling of his Republican allies in Congress, indignant lawmakers certified Democrat Biden's electoral win. And during the mayhem, Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, who's been the target of Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric, drafted articles of impeachment against him. She also introduced the resolution in the House. Her colleague, Detroit Representative Rashida Tlaib, sent a letter urging immediate impeachment hearings to begin and to vote in the Senate. But not only do Democrats want to impeach Trump, some are eyeing Trump's GOP allies. Freshman Missouri Representative Democrat Cori Bush has introduced a resolution to sanction and expel Trump's GOP supporters, like Florida Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Representative Josh Hawley, accusing them of also inciting the siege through their attempts to overturn the election results during their certification of the election. Bush spoke to MSNBC after Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol.
But had they been black and brown, we wouldn't have made it up those steps. We wouldn't have made it to be able to get into the door and bust windows and go put our feet up on desks of Congress members. We wouldn't have made it that far. We would have been shot. Yeah. We would have been tear gassed. We would rubber bullets. That would have happened before we made it there. We need to call it what it is. It's white supremacy. It was white privilege. And it was the call of our president. And it was encouraged by our Republican colleagues. And that is why every single one of them, especially because they have been the ones trying to steal this election. That's why we are calling for them to be removed. They should not be seated.
The Associated Press is reporting staff-level discussions about invoking the 25th Amendment took place across multiple departments and even the White House. But nothing has come of it. Even if the House did impeach Trump, the Republican-controlled Senate would be unlikely to vote to convict, since Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell still holds the gavel. President-elect Joe Biden is distancing himself from Democrats' push to oust Trump. A spokesman for Biden says he's focused on taking office January 20th and will, quote, leave it to Vice President Pence, the cabinet, and the Congress to act as they see fit, unquote. Meanwhile, President Trump is mulling a list of pardons to issue in his final days, 13 left to go. That list includes family, aides, and himself. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.